also did good things about the Acadia yesterday, and we want to try today take this sugya a little bit further, the sugya of Kiddush Hashem, Nisal Kiddush Hashem. Just remind ourselves, yesterday we saw two amazing things about the Akedah, and that was is that the main two nekudas of the Akedah that we connect and we relate and remember in the schus of the Akedah had nothing really to do with the Tzibur Hashem. It really had nothing to do with Hashem B'chlal. The Akedah with Yitzchok wasn't mitzvah to bind himself. He asked his father, please, to bind him so that he wouldn't chas v'chelida be posel. He would maybe move and then posel the avoider. And we call it Akedas Yitzchak. The binding of Yitzchak was an almost irrelevant piece of the whole event, and yet that became the main event. And also the Shechita Sa'ail. After Avram was prepared to shecht his own son, so he shechted a sheep afterwards, big deal. And yet we see the whole, all the brochas and all the noise and the shayfas and the whole history. Adayomazeh, we learn the schus of that maisa. Seems to be a side issue and seems to be relevant, and no one told them to do it. It doesn't seem to be such a big thing, but you see, that was the big thing. So that we want to try and understand and take that a little bit further. Just to remind you, we're busy trying to understand the sugya of Yisurim, and we're going through the history here. We said we deal with this, and we'll come back to that. Dealing with what happened when Avram when Adam messed up, and then we went to the Ten Torahs, and Avram took it, and what exactly Avram achieved, and what he handed over to Yitzhak and Yaakov. So I'm on the bottom of Reish Chav Ches. Shnei inyanim Mesiras Nefesh Yada Amri Sol B'Toldoisot. There's two types of Mesiras Nefesh that Klal Yisrael has had expressed in their lives. Arishon hi Chai Mesiras Nefesh Leman Shmiras Atorah VaMitzvos. There's a living with Mesiras Nefesh in order to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Bittul shel kol haratzonos Hashem leman asiyas ratzon Hashem. Total bittul of one's own desires for Hashem. The Mesiras Nefesh zu, hachaim lo nitlo mehem. Your part doesn't get taken away from you yet. This type of Mesiras Nefesh, you carry on living. Le'afel chaim chay al Kiddush Hashem, you live al Kiddush Hashem. The other type of Kiddush Hashem is where Yidden, when there was a Shashmad, when there was necessary, when they were called upon to do so, gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. They might not have lived their lives on Kiddush Hashem. They may not have been living lives that were so admirable. And yet, when they came to dying, they died as Kiddush Hashem. So those are two types of Mesiras Nefesh we have, living as Kiddush Hashem and dying as Kiddush Hashem. Hayidoyres Shebem Am Yisrael, Hayu Moshel LeKochovim. There were generations where Klal Yisrael were Medame to the Kochovim, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Avram Avinu, your children will be like the stars. And Bethlehem is called Tzanayim Hashim, Yotzim Amerecha Sateva Vedovku Bakodesh Baruch Hu. They burst out of the entire system of nature, and they were Dovuk Bakodesh Baruch Hu. Vedozeh Hayim Beroim Amalek Echol. It lifted up way above the stars. It means the influence of the stars are always a symbol of the physical influence of the world. The stars are real. What the Goyim see in the stars and whatever, today they've got the Chochmah anymore. Those that did in the early days, they knew what they were talking about. That the Shefa comes into the world via the Kachovim. But that's what Avraham Avinu was shown, was that the Klal Yisrael doesn't work like that. You can choose to bind into that system if you want, but you can transcend it, you can go above the Kochavim. So that was the generations of Klal Yisrael that went Roi Mala Mikochavim. Numazo is Bedor Shebo Lo Nitzlo is Koyach HaBechira, the law is not cool min HaTeva. There were generations, there were Yidden who didn't use their Koyach HaBechira to detach from the physical world and the natural world. They mamash bound themselves and are very tied up into the physical world. That's when the marshal is that they're like the dust. Where they're as low as you can get. That's as low as you go. That's the bottom of the foot treading. The bottom of the foot is the lowest thing you can get. And the sand is below that. The foot's trampling on the sand. That's how low the Yidden can go. Here we see, we get a sense of the suffering that Klal Yisrael went through, that the Jewish people have been through more than any other nation. The Jews don't suffer more because they're worse than the other nations. With the chosen people, however politically incorrect that may be. So I'll be politically incorrect. We need to get that deep into our kishkas. That we're the chosen people. Yeah, that's the way it is. Hem nezah habriya v'tifalso, the crown and the beauty, the tiferes, that's not beauty, tiferes is the glory of the briya. Hem am she'alav nishma yichud yisoysof kishuhu menutak mamarechas ha-teva. They guard their uniqueness when they detach themselves from the marechas ha-teva. L'chaim. Im ulon lolo yaskila says this, ba'atzmoi, if he doesn't wake up and do it himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yidayeg, Hashem works out, now he's going to get lost here. Everyone's coming home. Hashem will make sure that he doesn't menatek completely from the dveikus to Hashem. If he goes a bit away, the tzora, the suffering, will bring him back. Hashem is bringing the vachach sheshtei v'chinas eilu. Einem mitchal kois letekufas shoymos. If you think about it, you'll see these two bechinas, these two types of Mesiras Nefesh, are not necessarily divided up into different bechufas. Very possible, and we know that to be true, that in one generation you can have two types of Jews. Arishon ye Yehudi achai kechal b'tza Hashem, u'mishtadei l'kayim mezratzen Hashem b'shleimus. You have one house living a year, who's a real trooper, real soldier for Hashem, and he's trying and he's working as hard as he can to do the Rotzen Hashem B'Shleimus. Day in and day out, he's makriving his personal desires and Ritzonos. He's shechting his Yetzirah. Ulam hu atzma lo meis popula, Kiddush Hashem. He never died as Kiddush Hashem. He looks like a normal guy like everybody else going around doing the Rotzen Hashem. But inside he's fighting a war, and he's shechting himself day in and day out. Why is it yichye Yehudi acher, sha'amnam b'chai lo yichye v'oyser amal ruchnis kavua? You have another Yid, the next door neighbor maybe, who didn't live such a life of Mesiras Nefesh, such an elevated spiritual life. Ulam v'moyisu kiddush Hashem shemayim b'rabim. It could be, when he dies as kiddush Hashem. He's makar Hashem shemayim b'rabim, you don't know. We call it Kufas, but the Kufa Achreina, all the periods of Jewish history, specifically the last one, but the Kufas Ashoah, during the last Kufa, the Holocaust, Chayyudim Hashem B'chayim Haim Lo Chayyu Al Kiddush Hashem V'lo Mosu Nefesh Avu Avodas Hashem. There were plenty of Yidden who didn't live as Kiddush Hashem, they weren't Mosu Nefesh for Klal Yisrael for Avodas Hashem. Yosim Gavlo V'chayim Uzanchu Es Kol HaKodesh V'yoka. Completely nullified and mevazed the Yiddish card. They said more than a third to a half of the Jews in Berlin before the war assimilated, were married out. Ulam b'sofa shel davar hem meisot kiddush Hashem, and they ended the day they died as kiddush Hashem. Hem nagu b'glal yesim yudim. They died because they were Jewish. You died because you're Jewish. You get killed for a chan san because you're Jewish. That's called kiddush Hashem. Itachen shegam b'shah harigosam heim misramu al matzavim shel shemoso b'lo shel shemaisu b'lo yedir kameisim al kiddush Hashem. But all of us are shnei sugei yudim. Okay, echad nechshav l'kedushim. Both these types of yidim are considered kedushim. The one that lived al kiddush Hashem, day in and day out, with mesiras nefesh, struggling and batting his yetzer and up and down and working on himself, and every day be mesiras nefesh without any fanfare. And another guy who lived his life lo kol kach the way Hashem would have wanted. And at the end of the day, he died Kiddush Hashem. Both of those are nefesh of kedoshim. I'm not talking about tzchav or einesh. I'm not talking about what's going to be in Olam Haba. I'm not talking. We're not saying. We're just saying in this aspect, they're both makar Hashem Shemayim. So what's it got to do with our sugya? So let's have a look. It's the amazing thing here back in the Akedah. Shnei Yonim Maseiros Nefesh Elu Rumozim Bring in Akedah. These two types of Kiddush Hashem, you see the rumors hinted to quite strongly in the Akedah. Ha'al represents those Jews, the second type of Jews, we said they didn't live as Kiddush Hashem, they are nechaz b'zvach b'karnav. Their horns are caught up, entangled in the bush. הם מסתבכים באווירוס במשך כל השנה, doing a virus the whole year, כפי שאמר חזל וייסר רמס אין וייר, והנה אייל אחה נחז בזבח בקרנה, as it says, I've even lifted up his eyes, and he saw אייל אחר, אחר נחז בזבח בקרנה. He saw the aisle tangled up in the bushes. Melamed sheharoa kodesh b'ochu lave mevinu, it's a aisle nitash mechirish zu v'nisbach mechirish achet. Amar kodesh b'ochu l'avram, kach asida von v'necha yinichazim v'avoynes v'nisbochim b'tzores. This being tangled up in the bushes, a kodesh b'ochu is meramzing to Avram, that's going to be your children in the future. They're going to be completely entangled in their sins and in their tzoros. The sefer gal b'kanav shel ayil. In the end, they'll be redeemed through the horn of the ayil. That means you see this ayil and it's completely tangled up. Its horns completely tangled up in the thorn bush in the semel of what's called the veiras and tzoros. And there's going to be hidden like that, they're going to be tangled up like that, and in the end, it's because of that horn, the source of that carrot that will bring them out of it. Ha'ilam lam nechshat b'poil. That I'll get shechted, l'maisa. Achu lo bitles ritzoyna atzmi lichyoit. He never mevatled his rotzon to live. Yudim elu she'asotn to ha'yetzahara, mizbacham b'avoynois, the yetzahara that comes in and gets involved in all sorts of avarus, Doimim haim la'ayl shahayu ha-sotn soifchi u-mar-arvun. The Loshon of Rashi, that they similar to the Gidon, that the sotn got them entangled up and involved in all the things that they shouldn't be involved in. Achem zochum soifchayem le-moskul po'el as-kirish Hashem. In the end, they died as-kirish Hashem. That ayl is we see, is a big event. But they died as-kirish Hashem. Lumasab.
That's speaking only the people about the people who died of Kiddush Hashem. We still have a lot of Jews that not necessarily died of Kiddush Hashem, and they are entangled like the horns. So what's happening with these people? He's not speaking about them. He's only speaking about the people who are either keeping the Torah during their life, or the people who are not keeping the Torah but died al Kiddush Hashem. That's as if only there were two types of Jews, where we know that there are a lot of other Jews that not necessarily keep the Torah and not necessarily end up dying al Kiddush Hashem. What's happening with those people?
Wait, patience, Rav Shimon. Wait, let's see. Good question. Let's see what happens to them. Okay. Sablanu. If we don't answer your question when we finish here, then come remind me how to deal with it. But we'll see. First of all, end of Akka is there, by the way. Just not to answer your question, but just to while you raise the question. Chazal tell us the worst Jew in the world is Malem Mitzvahs Kerimon. We don't know who's keeping the Torah, we don't know who's not keeping the Torah, we don't know who's from, we don't know who's not from, we don't know who's a Tzadik, we don't know who's a Rosh, we don't know who's been Moise Nefesh, we don't know what other people's Cheshbonos are. So I'm saying, we don't know who we're talking about. Right now we're talking about two groups of Jews. Those that don't live as Kiddush Hashem, those that are Kiddush Hashem, and those that live as Kiddush Hashem. You're planning there's a third group that don't live as Kiddush Hashem and don't die as Kiddush Hashem. Okay, let's see who those are. Let's see who that is, what that is. Okay. You must know there are plenty Yidden today that are Yidden or whatever, but that are from the Erev Rav. They don't fit into this whole category here. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they are. Sometimes you see them clearly. But that's another discussion for another time. Okay. But the question has to be answered. You're right. Let's see what happens to them. Luma samoendim oise yudim kadoshim she yuchay b'mesidus nefesh b'yosim b'chayim. It's chayim mesamelis ha-keida atzmo ha-kshira. The other group of Yidden are those that live their lives as Kiddush Hashem, the Mesiris Nefesh through all their lives, and they are Mesemel to the Kedah itself, to the binding itself. Yitzhak Avinu lo meis b'poil. Yitzhak Avinu, we know, didn't actually die. Although Chazal do tell us that his neshama did leave his goof. Sof achre meisa Kedah Punoy Sachai. Afterwards, there was some kind of chaos amazing. He mentioned that. You got a new neshama, whatever the pshat there is. Lametzah Kavino Moshe says, Kol Ritzonos of LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he got up, he lived, but his total Ritzonos, there wasn't a molecule, there wasn't a cell of Yitzhak Avinu that wasn't Moshe to the Ratzon of Hashem. A Ratzon of God of Yisrael, Yesh Adam, who Ratzon Achaim. The greatest desire that a person has is the desire to live. Ein Ratzon Gevur Mimenu. There's no Ratzon greater than that. It's a Ratzon Azeh Moshe Yitzhak Avinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo Amani Sholcha, V'Kol Asheli Sholcha. That Ratzon to live, which is the deepest desire that a human being has, that Yitzhak gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, even that I'll give you. Inyan Zeh Boli Debit, B'Kashah Shel Yitzhak, L'Kashah Yofi Yofi. That's what Yitzhak asked Hashem. That's where he expressed that return, that handing over his return to Hashem. Please bind me Yofi Yofi. V'Zeh Bikl Mukhlat Shel Hergesh HaTevi Yitreh Mitnei Amavis. That's a total bit of a person's natural desire. When he's faced with death, when a person's faced with death, he runs, he jumps, he does miraculous things. A little old man who's walking down the street with his stick and he can barely walk, suddenly a pit bull terrier that hasn't eaten for 3 days comes in, the guy jumps over a 10-foot wall. That's how deep the desire to live is. And Yitzhak says, you can have that as well, Hashem. Chaim Shalom said, but he stays alive, he doesn't die, he doesn't give up his life, he's prepared to. He's prepared to give up all his ritzonos, but he lives. Chaim Shalom said, if nation ain't treating cloud of cloud. Living a life of Messias Nefesh is not a shoot to chlau. Ayudi mit moided b'kol rega mul yitzro e mul rin a tzayzov b'tav vosov. Every second of his life, he's facing a real clever opponent who's fighting with his desires and his wants all the time. Ola lichto b'kol rega l'avochas b'lel rotzen Hashem. He could sin at any moment and be overchas v'chidin the rotzen Hashem. Therefore he binds himself. He knows that he's in a war and he knows that he could slip at any minute. So he creates for himself boundaries, barriers, fences to prevent that from happening. He finds himself. You see, people think, they say, wow, why is he so frum? Why does he have to be so kitsuni? He's not. He may be. I'm not saying not. You get meshugoyim in the world. But I'm not talking about him. People set up boundaries for themselves. They set up fences for themselves. Because they know their tethers and they know that there's certain areas where he's weaker. And he knows he could be mechshel there. But he doesn't go there. Even though it's 100% mutter, it's 100% fine. But he knows there's a thing in the Ramban called kedoshim to you. There's places where you can slip up very badly. So he creates boundaries. He binds himself. He ties his hands behind his back, so to speak. That's a mysterious nefesh of the Akedah. Vezuah, Inchil, V'an, V'chorav, Yehudim, V'suga, L'yoyz, V'chayiv, Oile, T'mima. The person can mamish be an Oile, T'mima while he's living. Kasher, Kod, Ish, Yosef, Hu, Oile, T'chil, Hashem. His whole return is given over to the Rotz and Hashem. Obviously, that's a lifetime's work. You have to find your own small areas where you do this. Find one teeny little area and make that your Akedah. One small area where you bind yourself. Whatever it is, everybody knows what his issues are. Don't start thinking that you can now, you know, oh, now I've got it. I heard this once and now I'm going to become a big tzaddik. No, it doesn't work like that. Find one small area that's going to be your little Akedah that you're going to give to Hashem. You're going to bind yourself there. But the Razu, he said, Avram Avinu, Krovus Ha'al Tachas Benoi. This goal is what Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu, yeah, at the Akedah, set up a Ma'arechet. They did something in a way that no Jew will ever be menutak mikesha brisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the brisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If from his own understanding and his own seichel, he'll take himself from the world, from the physical chaymiyos. Not that he'll live a life of a hermit. That's not menatek. Means he'll be involved in the world, doing what the Torah says he's got to be involved in. But he's not isek in the chaymiy of the world for its own sake. So then very good. He'll be gavuk to Hashem. Then mutu. Then all wonderful. He hasn't lost his schus to be dabek in Hashem. גם על פי זה יזכה לדבק במדרגס הקדוש ולהיות בן עולם הבא נצחי. He also will arrive at that place through, are you listening, Rav Shimon? Through the death of Kiddush Hashem or through the suffering he'll go through in this world, the Yisurim that he'll go through. If you'll find somebody who lives a life of a Rosha and he never ever has suffering, you have a look at him. There's no such person. If you could find that person who doesn't have suffering, everything just goes well. So he is somebody that Hashem knows there's no hope for him. And he's become a shliach of the Sotan. He's there to create a situation where there's still free will in the world. You have a look at a guy, he sees the biggest Rosha and everything's just going, wow, good for him. The guy never had a problem in his life. Every once he gets, everything's fine. He doesn't have any tzoros. There's any problems, he's healthy, he's well, he's fine, you know, he's living on his yacht and he's going and he's coming and he's, yeah, he's there just to mess you up. You don't want to be like that guy. That guy means that that guy's now become, he works for the Satan, he doesn't work for Hashem anymore. You get people like that. But Rav Ruba of Yudim, you'll see, either get there through the Kiddush Hashem, and don't be fooled by whether he's frum or not. You'll find plenty frum people that are in the getter of Nesbach but Karnov, that are completely shakur in the Gashmistic world of being a virus, even though on the outside he might look wonderful. And there are a lot of people that are walking around not looking so frum or whatever that could be frumer than you and me. You don't know anymore. We don't know who's who anymore in the zoo. We don't know who's who. And we don't know who's suffering, and we don't know what suffering is, and we don't know what people are going through in their lives, we don't know what's going on in people's homes. You see a guy, he looks like he's, you know, everything's wonderful, whatever, you don't know what sorrows he's got in his house. So that is a partial answer to your question. Not fully, but that's a partial answer to the question. We'll see. But the Razu Hig Avram Avinu Ba'akrova Ayel Tachas Benoi, Avram Avinu achieved this goal when he shechted the Ayel Tachas Benoi. Gam im yu yudim asher hisrochaku me'Hashem, even though Yidden that have gone very far from Hashem. V'asotn yizbach oisam b'chatoyim v'aveiros, and the Satan has got them entangled and confused with all sorts of sins. G'tomik kachem yoldu mata mata, as a result of that they're going lower and lower. When they give up their lives, they get back to the dargah that they were supposed to get under. There's 6 million Yidden, many of whom weren't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, many of them weren't even Jewish, they weren't even properly Jewish, they were married out, who knows who, whatever, but in the end they're Dalas Kiddush Hashem. Okay. I was just thinking, you know, when we talk about, I just want to give you a partial, simple example. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. We all have our issues here. But there was a tekufa where it was asked to daven. I'm talking about al-pi Torah. I'm not talking about what Mizrach Abriyut said, although very often what they say is Torah. You have to know when and how. Torah, according to Torah, you have to listen to Roiv, responsible medical opinion. That's our chiyuv in Ishtadlis. It's not always is Mizrach Abriyut, is Roiv, responsible medical opinion. Very often the opinion is irrelevant because there's all sorts of other factors being played in politics and business and that. But that's the subject. But I'm talking about where Roiv, medical opinion is a certain anoga that a person has to do for Mishmatim. So that becomes a deraisa. There was a tekufa where we couldn't daven in Minyanim. I'm not putting fingers, I'm not judging anyone. I'm just using it as an example for what it means, giving your tzoynus up for Hashem or your social kur in your own desires. That you could be the frumest guy in the world on the outside, and yet you mamash being mevatel the rotzen Hashem. The rotzen Hashem was you shouldn't daven in a minyan. Pashut. Yeah, and yet people went and daven in minyanim. What happened here? Because you have a rotzen to daven, because davening is important to you, because it's choshu for you, because you're very frum, and in a good way, I'm saying, not in a bad way. And you're used to doing that. That's your teva. When the rotzen Hashem is done, daven in a minyan, you can't. You can't give up that rotzen to Hashem. But now you're Rotson, and you cannot give up your Rotson, even though it looks like the frumest Rotson in the world. You can't give it up for Hashem. Gone. When the Rotson Hashem was that Yidden shouldn't fast, and in Kippur, when there was a big cholera epidemic, Rizal Salant, the Paskin, and hell, that was also to fast in Yom Kippur, and people weren't going to listen to him. Nothing's changed. He had to come into Shul, straight off the Shachris, and make Kiddush and eat a piece of cake. On the Bima on Yom Kippur in front of everybody to see that he wasn't just making chatim here. There's a Maisa, I think it was by Rav Gifter, I'm not sure, I think it was by Rav Gifter. It was a woman found Rav Gifter, Erev Yom Kippur, to say that the doctors have said that it's also for husband to fast, not also that it's sakana for husband to fast, that he shouldn't fast on Yom Kippur, and he's insisting on fasting until the Rav, please speak to him. he was a young rove who just got into town. So he phoned up this elderly statesman of the community and said, listen, you know, I heard, I spoke to your wife, the doctor said you're not using fast. I'm telling you now, it's a psak minat Torah, it's awesome in the rice if you to fast. You have to fast. You have to eat, you're not allowed to fast. So he said, listen, Sonny, I've been around a lot longer than you, and I've been fasting for 90 years, and how long it was. No one's going to tell me to fast or not to fast. So the Rav said to him, that's fine, but I need you to come in and see me. I want to tell you something face to face. I can't do this on the phone. But please come and see me. So he came in, he sat down. So he said to him, listen, I'm telling you that it's also for you to fast. But if you want to fast, fast. I can't tell you what to do. But from now on in, okay, you're not allowed to get an aliyah in the shul anymore. And you're not mitzaref to a minyan. That means if there's only 10 of you, you have to let them know that there are only 9 people because you're not allowed to be mitzaref to a minyan anymore. And the guy went mad. He protested. Who are you, blah, blah, what are you talking about? Where do you come to such a psak, sugar, whatever? He said, no. He said, tell me something. Why don't you eat on Yom Kippur? You fast on Yom Kippur. That's the Ratzon Hashem. What do you do if the Ratzon Hashem is to eat on Yom Kippur? You can't keep the Ratzon Hashem. Why? Because you worship Yom Kippur. You don't worship Hashem. That's a Avodah Zarah. The Baal Avodah Zarah is not mitzvah to me. I can't get an aliyah. Anyway, the guy got the message, he ate on Yom Kippur. But there's a deep message, and that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about people who don't keep the Ratzon Hashem necessarily because he has to go to the beach on Shabbos, so he gets in his car and he drives to the beach on Shabbos. Those guys as well, Hashem will take care of them. I'm not talking about them. Me, myself, where am I holding in this? I'm talking about grober, crude avairas. Hashem's testing us with the most subtle things. Yeah, people think we got thrown out of the shuls because we're so bad. Chas v'chalila. We got raised to a whole new level. Hashem says, I want to see what you can do. Where are you holding in this? Are you prepared to give up your ritzoinus to serve me even in order to serve me? Just stick an arkada. Hashem says, go out of the shul to serve me. What do you mean? I have it in a minion. I'm just using an example. I'm not picking on this. Hashem says, no, the Ratzon for me now is my Ratzon that you shouldn't have an Ishul. Yeah, but you told me the Ratzon you shouldn't have an Ishul. So that's a shtickel Nisoin of the Akedah, not a Poshet Nisoin. Not a Poshet Nisoin, and people are having this Nisoin big time. It's not so Poshet. Every time there's a new thing. I'm not talking about where it's mamash anti-Semitic and they're doing things which are Poshet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where that becomes Torah, because that is right, responsible medical opinion. We're being tested all the time with this. All the time. Person has rotten to make a bris like this, and a wedding like this, and a mitzvah like this, and tap tap tap, and there's a musukan, you can't. You have to give up your tzoynus to serve Hashem in order to serve Hashem. That's not supposed. That could be the type of kiddush Hashem and the mesiras nefesh we're talking about also. What's going to be Rosh Hashanah? How are you going to daven Rosh Hashanah? It's scary. I'm scared. How are you going to daven Rosh Hashanah? So Tamini, there'll be plenty of people that'll be davening in a way that could be not the Ratzon Hashem. Could be not the Ratzon Hashem. I'm not judging Chas v'Chilil anybody. I'm not enough of my own problems. Well, that's what we're talking about here also. We don't know who's who in the zoo here. We don't know who's living as Kiddush Hashem. We don't know who's dying as Kiddush Hashem. We don't know who's suffering as Kiddush Hashem. We don't know who's suffering is taking away that. Look in your own world, look in your own life. You'll answer all those questions for yourself. Okay. Adkan.